Hi everyone, my name is Faria, and you're listening to Antidote to Apathy, a mini podcast series on Arts Inc. about how we can better relate to our world with love rather than apathy or cynicism, something that I've personally been working on for a while. I took a walk the other day, and I've been meaning to do it more often because otherwise my eyes and brain feel like the bottom of a laptop that's overheating, you know, from being glued to the Zoom screen or Google Docs. Not to mention that I've adopted the attention span of a feral animal, so taking a walk thankfully makes me feel like there's a world outside my head. There's this interesting point in autumn where I forget that the earth is temporarily dying, because I'm entranced by the bursting, almost blooming colors of the leaves, the grass, the copper and red delicious and Hansa yellows. In this way, it's kind of similar to spring, the blooming quality of the colors. And I'm trying not to deny myself the pleasure of enjoying autumn. I'm trying not to condemn it to my hatred because I know it'll bring winter. My walk yesterday was uncommonly beautiful, and I want it to move me. And then this realization that I wouldn't let myself love autumn because I was afraid it would end made me think that maybe sometimes the reason we don't let ourselves love good things or have good or beautiful things, anything, like anyone, is because we're afraid that they'll end too. I mean, it's for stupid things too, like sometimes I'll withhold watching a good movie because I know that when it's over I'll stare at the black screen of my laptop and this pervasive emptiness will settle inside of me. I'll never be able to watch that movie and feel it for the first time again. And that inability to recreate that first instance of beauty or love is terrifying in a way. It's like the same thing for the trope about characters who are hard-hearted because of a previous heartbreak or something. I mean, every cliche has a grain of truth, and this one is, if you sincerely love someone for the first time, and then you have to let them go, won't you be afraid to love again? After you've tasted the finiteness, the finitude of beauty and love, I think a fair reaction is to withhold love because you know that the pain of it ending is so imminent. I think we fear temporality and ephemerality a lot as human beings. I think it actually genuinely shapes our consciousness. I think it's easier to withhold love than to embody it liberally. I think it's easier to be cynical than to be loving. Think about characters who are, you know, portrayed as being dark and brooding. They're always cast as more complex and profound than people who are loving. Love is often seen as naive or foolhardy or uncomplicated. But loving and allowing ourselves to be loved is, I think, the bravest thing we could possibly do, because we accept that we could get hurt, that this could end, but we choose to love anyway. What could possibly be more brave than choosing every moment of every day to bear the naked soul to the world and say, here it is, in all its glory and gauntness and humanity? And so this fall walk had me rethinking my entire relationship to the world. Existential crisis for real, what's new? But I don't want to be afraid anymore. I don't want to posture apathy as a way of protecting myself from the inevitable endings or from getting hurt. I want to watch that movie, I want to go to that party, I want to text that person, I want to accept the boundless love and joy I deserve. And bravely. My favorite movie, unironically by the way, is Tangled, the Disney movie. And there's this scene where Eugene and Rapunzel are on the boat during the floating lantern scene. Rapunzel gives Eugene the crown, which is, it's a really expensive crown, which is why he agreed to go on her little quest in the first place. But obviously he accidentally ends up falling in love with her in the process. But anyway, it's a huge risk for her to give him the crown and just cut the pretense of their relationship, to bear her naked soul to him, as it were. But she gives him the crown and she says, and I've been thinking about this line since I was 12 years old, she says, I'm not afraid anymore. You know what I mean? And yes, I know what you mean now, Rapunzel. I get it. As the leaves wither, and as October comes to an end, and as the snow falls, I want to love this world without fear of its temporality. Though the leaves may die, and there won't be that wonderful shock of green from my window seat anymore, it's just an acre of bare branches, that joy and love I felt on that walk have moved me, because I let them move me. Though the leaves may die, my love can still last, and there's something really beautiful about that. I want to hold on to it. It's a small antidote against apathy. Thank you guys so much for listening, and tune in, not next Thursday, but the Thursday after that, for another small reflection on life and how to love this world a little bit more. Bye.